here we are at Neptune Records waiting for Tyler, the Creator. Hey!
You sexy dog.
Our third time together.
Yes.
At Neptune Records.
Yes.
And check out Neptune.
Yes.
Igor on vinyl.
Good shit.
Let's escort you downstairs.
Okay.
To the private room.
I'm drunk right now.
Where did you come from?
Yes.
Your hotel.
Today.
Sleeping.
Yes.
The back room.
Yes.
Have you been to a lot of back rooms, Tyler?
No, I fuck in the front.
You love the back room. Look at all the 45s.
Yes.
Possible samples.
Watch your step, daddy.
Oh, you're very good at, are you good at navigating in low light?
Yeah, I have good eyes.
So here we go at Neptune Records, left around the corner, and we go into the actual record room, the backstage of Neptune Records.
This is our third time. South by Southwest, second time we was in Canada, I did that festival where I think like fucking, what's the DJ dude that be crying and shit? He drive a McLaren's, not DJ Snake.
Zed?
Deadmau5. He was sad and some shit, and then now we're here.
Are you
Tyler, the Creator, also known as Thick Dick Daddy 27. Some of my friends call me Toil. I've been called Mr. Turkey a few times.
Tyler, welcome to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And right off the bat, I have a gift for you, a fresh Prince doll.
Wow, that's hot. This nigga buff.
In honor of Jaden.
That's fire. Yeah, I just left tour with him. Or he just left tour with us. That nigga at home now. This nigga, look how thick this nigga is, bro. Daddy thick. Fuck.
So, Tyler, you just mentioned Jaden left the tour.
Yeah.
What's it like on tour? Like, you do a lot of biking. You were going to do biking today, but it's raining.
Yeah, it's raining. We were gonna bike. We bike around every city we go to and get lost. And we was fucking with deer in Utah. It was some deer. Them niggas was staring. It was cute.
How do you find out where to go?
We don't. We just get in the car and I try to drive to wherever it looked like it's a lake or just like straight up mountain. And yeah.
What can you say, Tyler, about this artist right here? Bad Bascom. Who you sampled for? What?
Oh, what's good? It's the drum break. Yes. Wow. That's crazy. You're deep. This nigga look like Maxwell. This nigga look like 88 Keys. That's crazy.
So what made you choose them for Igor?
Just that drum break is just, I just wanted to dance. If you see the live show, I dance crazy when that song comes on. So that's what made me pick it, because it just has like, the groove is just tempo.
Speaking of drum breaks, I wanted to ask you about this drum break right here. The Winstons, Amen Brother.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
What can you say about this break? Pigs.
Yeah, damn, you went back.
The most famous hip-hop sample, pretty much.
Yeah, no, seriously, that song sucks, but that's a good-ass break. I wanted to make some Portishead type shit, so it fit perfect for that. I'm happy I have this. I don't have none of these on vinyl or anything.
Where do you get your samples?
From
a folder?
I just lurk music a lot. Like, I wake up every morning and spend 2 hours listening to music that I've never heard before, so.
I think it's great, Tyler, that at one time you had lawn signs. Lawn signs!
Yeah.
And snowflake ice cream.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Ice cream and lawn signs.
Nigga, I don't know. It's cool. I like it. I made it.
Now, would you ever take the step and have, right here, a Justin Bieber pillow?
Oh, shit.
Would there ever be a Tyler pillow?
Oh, I'm going to take this home, though. It wouldn't be the first time I laid on him.
Babu! Notice, he's very daring, isn't he? Some hair as well.
Yeah, you could pluck it. He was a baddie.
I was curious. You've mentioned wigs. There are some wig theme, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, wigs are funny. I like them.
What do you think about this gentleman right here? He is all wigged up right now. Zayn from One Direction.
This fuck nigga.
He's wigged up right now.
He looked trash either way.
What do you think about the wigs? Like doll wigs.
I've never seen it, so this nigga put a wig on a doll.
They're a special.
Wait, did this wig come with it?
No, they're a special. If you pull it out, it's actually a company. No, actually, if you pull up the wig, it's actually a company that makes wigs for dolls.
Oh, that's fire. That's fire. I'm gonna take a photo with this on later. I swear it's going to be fucking... with the fucking cowboy hat for the lizard. It's a fucking wrap.
Who do we have here, Tyler? Could you introduce? Who's there?
Kelly, Wyatt, Lionel, and Tinta.
In Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada?
Yeah, we are in Canada right now.
And speaking of wigs, I have another gift for you right here. It is an inflatable wig stand. The Stand-O-Matic.
Fire. This nigga about to get all the Igor wigs.
After the gig, you can put it on.
It's like a dildo for Monsters, Inc. or some shit.
No, it's legit. You have a wig stand.
Yeah, I have a few.
That's a portable wig stand, a Stand-O-Matic.
It'll just, nigga, just travel with me. This is crazy. This is the craziest butt plug.
It's actually a Stand-O-Matic. It really is. It's legit. Look, they sell it. It's a vintage. Yeah. Look, wig stand.
I don't believe you.
It doesn't say butt plug on there.
Freaky, nigga.
But it's something you could use. Would you use a Stand-O-Matic? No, I haven't used it at all. It's complete. It is used.
No.
What do you think about the Stand-O-Matic?
It's cool. The Stand-O-Matic, cool. I'm not using it. You could fit this.
And you are Tyler?
The creator. Or Dig Dig Daddy 27.
What was that 20-room castle that you stayed at? Like 20 rooms? A castle in Italy?
Yeah, a friend of mine had a castle thing out there that is pretty next level.
But 20 rooms? What is each room like? And did you look in each room?
I looked in every room, including the maid corners.
What was in the room?
Shit. Just shit. Is that in square circle?
Here we are, Tyler, looking at...
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's In Square Circle by Stevie Wonder.
Could you please explain? You have an amazing eye, Tyler.
Yeah, I knew this side. It's a song on there called Never in Your Sun. That's like number 5, I believe. And it's really good. This is one of the albums like in the 80s. Where
you can have that.
Oh, no, I have like 2 copies, I think, at home. But it's he started using like more electronic. Is that Gary Wilson or Newman? He started using more electronic like sounds and stuff during the 80s, so it was a different sound for Stevie. It's good stuff though.
You have a great eye, like to be able to pick out records.
Yeah.
Have you done a lot of thrifting, crate digging?
Here and there, like depending on the city we go to, I'll try to check out like what they have. I found some good stuff. What city was that with that fire ass store? Atlanta. No. It was like the early one. Were you there? Oh, Minnesota. Minnesota has some sick stores out there with like good shit. It's usually the cities that you think don't have shit that has like fire stuff.
Please warm my wiener.
Nigga, no.
I have a gift for you, Tyler, right now. Please warm my wiener.
Oh shit.
With our Crumb cover art.
Wow, Robert Crumb. I actually was just reading a week ago his Books of Dreams that he just put out.
And you can see right there, Please Warm My Wiener from 1935.
That's crazy. I did not know this existed.
And that's for you. Is it something you could possibly sample?
Yeah, maybe. Robert Crumb's really good, though. I love his stuff. Good shit.
Because you make my earth.
Oh, my God, nigga. You are crazy. Quake.
Quake, and I have a gift for you right here from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, a record, a song poem from 1969 called The Earth.
Quake.
The Earthquake for you to sample.
Okay, that seems hot. Leo Jung, that's a good name.
A rare 45 from 1969.
This is sick. Did you listen to it?
I did indeed. It's spoken word music. Amazing. Vancouver content. Vancouver.
Sexy as fuck. I like that.
The Sidekick 2 video, Jasper.
Mm-hmm.
Blockset.
Yes.
What do you remember about that? He was called Bon Bon?
Yeah, that I wish he was here right now. We literally just dropped him off. That was when me and Jasper would upload like crazy videos when we were like 15, 16, and we broke a few Sidekicks. We broke one that we never uploaded the video. It was tight.
Jesus Eats Jello.
I guess.
With Obama.
Is that something I uploaded?
Yeah.
Okay.
On a block set.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that's a black and white video. I have on a red beanie.
Tyler, the Creator, winding up here. My TV stays on the Cartoon Network. Fuck that.
I don't know, but I feel like that's a freestyle lyric.
Twilight. Shit. Parade.
Oh, from Bastard. That shit turned 10 in 2 months.
And what I was thinking, like, fuck that Twilight shit. That's pretty intense.
Oh, yeah, that movie is not my type of cup of tea.
Exactly. But this Twilight right here, you love this Twilight from 1981. What can you say about 1981 Twilight?
Still loving you in Pains of Love, Twilight. So it was this guy. Was he a janitor? I don't know what he was, but very talented guy. And he played all the instruments himself, made in his basement, except for, I think, one, which was like, it was either the drums or the bass or something. Got another guy to just come knock that stuff out. He wrote everything, and they ended up making 2 albums. And it's really, really fucking good. Like, I mean, everything I love about music, from just like melody, it's a lot of love songs, good chords, weird drum pockets. And it's not perfect. Like, it's not. The skill set isn't the best, but I think that's why I like it, because the amateur shit allows them to not really have a ceiling. And like, it's good. It's good. This album influenced a lot of the music I make.
So hooray for Twilight.
Yeah, both of these. That's fire. You're hot.
And you are Tyler?
The Creator.
Tyler, what do you like to eat? Raleigh's Restaurant.
Oh, nigga. Nigga, we just stopped by Raleigh's the other day. So don't shake your fucking head, Lionel. Me and this nigga Lionel would drive all the way from Hollywood.
Lionel.
Listen. We would drive from motherfucking Hollywood all the way to Hawthorne, California, El Segundo, Hawthorne Boulevard, to go get the motherfucking barbecue bacon cheeseburger. And that shit was what, $2.49, bro? Nigga, they stopped selling that bitch 3 months ago. So anybody at Raleigh's, if you could bring that bitch back, I'm telling you, you have a fucking loyal customer. Stop fucking playing with me, nigga. I'll air that shit out, nigga.
But is there only Raleigh's? What else is there? Like, Raleigh's or nothing?
What? Oh, you got me fucking twisted.
And you are Tyler?
Daddy.
Tyler, what can you say lastly about this gentleman right here, Paul Weller and the Style Council?
Wow, yeah. Style Council is good. Jesus fucking Christ. They're tight. They didn't get their... I don't know if they got their due or not, but UK shit, white dudes, definitely liked soul music, but probably didn't grow up with it. So when they made their music, it was this weird mix. They have a song called Long Hot Summer. Fucking great. The UK is like, they was doing some good shit in the 80s. They had Sade popping out, Style Council, Everything But The Girl, like Freeze, like Level 42. Like, that was such a crazy time in music, and I don't think anyone, I feel like people don't talk enough about it, what was going on out there.
And if we go a little while back, lastly, a gift for you, The Jam, which is Paul Weller's band before the Style Council.
Wow.
Kind of punky.
No, yeah. So a lot of the guys who was in a lot of those weird like jazz fusion bands and stuff, some of them like come from like punk backgrounds, and like then they went and switched it up when they went when they started new stuff. This is crazy.
And that's for you.
Thank you.
Sound effects by The Jam.
Polydor, such a great label, put out a lot of the best Roy Ayer shit.
Were you anti UK for a while? You didn't sample any UK stuff, or you still love UK?
It wasn't on purpose, but UK, I just did 3 shows back to back there. I'm back in, and great parks, some great looking people. I have friends out there, and I will say some of the worst fucking food I've ever had. It's like they don't season anything, beans and tomatoes for breakfast. But, you know, y'all do y'all thing.
No Raleigh's.
No fucking Raleigh's, bro.
Anything you want to add to the people out there at all, Tyler, the Creator?
Lionel, anything I should add?
Well, this is our third time.
Our third one. I hope somebody put all the screenshots back to back just to see how shitty I aged.
Why should people care about Tyler, the Creator? Why should people care?
Because I'm daddy.
Well, thank you very much, Tyler. Keep on rocking in a free world and doot doo loot doo.
Fuck the free world.
Almost doot doo loot doo.
Is there anything else I gotta say I didn't say in any other interviews?
Doot doo loot doo. Rhythmically, doot doo loot doo.
Doot doo doo loot doo. Doot doo.
Yeah!
I could do this all day.